Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Wednesday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you that are listening to this broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you listen to this broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. Those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD2MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Praise be to God. So, once again, we're back tonight on this blessed Wednesday. Another God's Word to Man broadcast. I thank God for this opportunity. My brother Robert Gross will be joining me in a few minutes. We are continuing on with the resurrection of the dead. This is the resurrection of the dead part 3 tonight. Amen. And I want to encourage all you who are just joining us. Hey, you can go on the episodes and listen to the past recordings. And I want to encourage you, go back and listen to part 1 and part 2. Amen. So you can be caught up to speed. Glory be to God. So, once again, the resurrection of the dead, part 3, is what we on. And as we get ready to go, before we go into it, let us pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, for once again, another golden opportunity to give your word. I pray that every ear that is tuned in and every ear that's listening will be blessed by hearing this broadcast. I pray that you will word our mouth to give your word for your glory. Father, have us to give your word and rightly divide the word in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, as we plant the seed, we ask that you will water the seed that we have planted in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we'll be careful to give you the glory and honor and praise. Bless us in your word today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Glory to God. We thank God for another opportunity. We're going to open up. And in Hebrews chapter 6, give my brother enough time to catch on and get on with us. We're going to open in Hebrews chapter 6. Glory to God. And my brother's going to come behind me when he comes on. Praise be to God. Hebrews chapter 6. And once again, we're going to look at verse 1 and 2. Hebrews chapter 6, looking at verse 1 and 2. Glory to God. Hebrews chapter 6, looking at verse 1 and 2. The word of God said, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms and of the laying on of hands and of the resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. Now, we have been talking to you about the resurrection of the dead, which is one of the principles that makes up the foundation that Christ laid. And it is the same foundation, as I said before, that the Lord Jesus Christ expects his people to be founded on. In fact, Paul tells us in the book of Corinthians, there's no other foundation laid than that which was laid by Jesus Christ. So that is the best foundation you can be on, okay? And Christ expects his people to be founded on this foundation, standing on these principles. And so here we look at, it mentions the resurrection of the dead. Now, I want to give you the original meaning of the word dead, according to the original Greek word that was there, because many of us know that the Bible was not originally written in English. It was written in Hebrew and Greek. And so, you want to always, you know, look up the original word there and see what was the original word there. Because there's times that in translation, certain words can be put there that can be very misleading. even with King James Version, even with other versions. So we want to look and see what was the original Greek word there. And the original Greek word there for dead actually means a corpse. A corpse, it means dead literally or figuratively, okay? So when he said the resurrection of the dead, he's talking about the dead literally or figuratively, okay? Amen. So in dealing with parts one and two, especially in part two, I gave you the literal part, which is dealing with the physical death, that the word of God speaks of raising people up physically. Now, let me pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
God bless you. How are you today?
Amen. Another blessed day in the Lord, brother, and just raring to go. And once again, thank God for you coming on. And I have to say this, as you know, before we go any further, I'm definitely going to say it now because of the trouble that Satan been trying to give me. I am happy that we are able to provide some pain to that devil. Amen.
Yes.
So I am grateful to that. And we have opened up here in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. I've just read the first two verses. We're talking about the resurrection of the dead, part 3. And I'm going to start with a couple of verses here, and then I'm going to turn it over to my brother here. And we look at the word, we were just discussing and looking at the word dead when it mentions the resurrection of the dead. And, you know, as I was explaining to the listeners that, you know, it's good to have a Bible concordance because we know that the Bible was not originally written in English. It was written in Hebrew and Greek. And many times when you're going through a translation, sometimes certain words can be put in there that can be misleading. And so when you can look up and see what was the original word there and what it meant, many times it helps out. You know, sometimes King James have put certain words in certain spots that can be misleading. And then you got other Bible translations as well. And so this is why I said many times it's good to get what was the original word that was there at first and what does it mean. And so having brother looking at the word dead, the original Greek word for their dead actually means a corpse. It means dead literally or figuratively. Now, I was just sharing with the listeners that, you know, in I think that was part two, I gave them, and we have been talking about the literal part, dealing with the physical death, the separation of the spirit and soul from the body. And so the word speaks about resurrecting those even physically, those who have their spirit and soul have separated from the body. But tonight I want to go to course. Remember that it said that it also means dead literally or figuratively. So I want to take them through the scriptures on the figurative side. And this is covered in the resurrection of the dead. Okay, so if we all can, let us go to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. We want to look at the figurative part because when it said resurrection of the dead, it's talking about both the literal and figurative part, okay, that God is going to be involved in resurrecting. And for those who you may have listened, as we did in part one, those of you that hadn't, I gave you three definitions from Webster of the word resurrect. It means the state of one rise from the dead. It means dealing with the rising of Christ from the dead and the raising up of humankind before the great judgment. Now, having said that, let's look at Ephesians chapter 2. And I'm going to read verses 1 to verse 5. Let's talk about for a minute this figurative part of dead that God talks about resurrecting or raising up. Okay. And the word of God said, and you have quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, have quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. Verse 6 says, and have raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So we see here in Ephesians chapter 2, 1 through 5, as Paul was letting the Ephesians know that they were once dead, okay? And when he said that to them, he was not talking about them being physically or literally dead, but he was talking about spiritually dead. Because in verse 1, he said, when you were dead in trespasses and sins, okay? Hallelujah. So this figurative death is dealing with your spiritual death. And when you are spiritually dead, you are dead in trespasses and sins. And get this, on top of that, you are cut off or separated from God. Adam, when you look in the book of Genesis, God told him, said, the day that you eat that fruit, you shall die. Well, God didn't lie. Some people look at it and say, well, he didn't die. He still was walking around. He died first spiritually. He became cut off from God. Hallelujah. He took on the sin nature, okay? Because remember in Genesis 2, God talked to him and he never took off running. But then when you get to Genesis 3, after he ate the forbidden fruit, the Bible said God comes in the cool of the day, he take off the running. And then he tries to hide from God. That goes to show you when you operate in sin nature, you definitely ain't thinking. How you going to hide from him? But anyhow, that's what he did, okay? He took off the running. Glory to God. And see, verse 5 that we look here in red tells us that God raised us, get this, or resurrect us from the dead. Hallelujah. He said, even when you were dead in sins, he have quickened us. He gave us life. By grace you are saved. Verse 6, he said he raised us up together, okay? Hallelujah. Glory, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
See, when you became born again, hallelujah, you were given life. You were raised, you were resurrected from spiritual death. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And what was in the spiritual death? Well, we see in verse 3, he told us what we were doing in walking in spiritual death. We walk, verse 2, we walk according to the way of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, that's Satan. Then he says, in times past, we walked in the what? The lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. And see, this is what people, some Christians are missing. Why you want to stay walking in something that led you to death? Hallelujah. Why do you frown up when people talk about walking in holiness? You were spiritually dead when you was fulfilling the lust of the flesh and the desires of the mind and all that, and walking according to the course of this world and the prince of the power of the air, which means Satan had rulership over you. You were spiritually dead. You were hell bound. And now you got delivered, but you still want to walk in sin. You still want to live in sin. You were living in something that produces death.
Amen.
So why not want to walk in holiness? Amen. Why not? Too many supposed to be Christians are frowning up when you talk about walking in holiness and living in holiness. The first thing they tell you, well, God knows I'm not perfect. Well, we weren't talking about you being perfect. We're talking about you walking in holiness. You get so many people, brother, in the congregation, they start frowning. When you start talking about holiness, you see the cracks come in their forehead. Then they start giving you mean looks.
Amen.
Then their lips start poking out. Then they start speaking to the person next to them. He picking on me. Why he looking at me when he said it? You know, hallelujah. And it's amazing that believers got to a point, don't want to talk about holiness, but you want to talk about going to the juke joint. You want to talk about going out and flirting? You want to talk about, quote, dressing to, quote, look good, but you don't want to talk about living in holiness, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God. So, this resurrection of the dead is not only the literal or raising up physically, but spiritually, okay? See, we have to let people know that when you ain't saved, you are spiritually dead. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Too many people, brother, too many ministers too shy away from that. We've been out telling them that they might not like me no more. They might not come back to service. And then one of the biggest things they say is, oh, don't tell them. You might scare them. Might scare them? Good Lord, what you talking about? It's just like I hear some Christians, they don't want you to tell people about hell. No, don't tell them that. Don't tell them hell, because you're scared. Okay, so I'm supposed to let them know about one place. I don't need to warn them about the other place. So whenever they die and being lost, and I didn't warn them about the other place, who is that on? Okay? I mean, come on.
Right.
Amen. I mean, don't just let me know the good. Let me know the other side, too, what to avoid. Okay? Amen.
Amen.
We didn't get so far off, and we so scared now. Oh, we better not tell them that. Oh, no, don't do that. We might scare them. We might lose them. Man, tell them the truth. That's what you do. Okay?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, like, we don't mind telling a lie, but when it comes telling the truth, oh, we don't need to do that, because we can't win their soul if we scare them. I say, really? Okay, so you're going to hide. This is why the word of the Lord tells us preach the full truth. And the problem is, we've been preaching half of it. And we preach the half that makes them smile and get a little twinkle in their eye. But we won't preach the other half, or the fullness of the truth, that's going to make some of them growl at you. And going to make some of them frown at you. And going to make some of them call you everything but a child of God. Okay? We don't want to tell them that part, okay, because we want to be light. Well, time out for light, people. Time out for light. Colossians chapter 2, verse 11 to verse 13. Glory to God. The word of God said, in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are, get this, risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who have raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your sins, there you go again, and the uncircumcision of your flesh, have he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. See what he said again? He said, when you were dead in sin, he raised you up. He resurrected you. Okay? You were spiritually dead. There was nothing you could do to save yourself. I don't care if you were Donald Trump and had billions of dollars. There was nothing you could give to save yourself. You were spiritually dead. And you were heading to the place where spiritually dead people go. Hallelujah. So that's why when I talk to certain sinners, or some sinners about being saved, and they give me their whole resume about how good they are, I don't pay them that attention. Amen. I don't pay that attention. I said, really? But when I drop the real test on them, then they got to say, wait a minute now, don't, hold on now. Everybody do that. You know, now it go from how good you are to everybody does it. Amen. But he said resurrection of the dead. So he's talking about literally and figuratively. Okay? He's raising up that those who have been, their spirit and soul have been separated from their body. And he's raising up those who are spiritually dead, who are cut off from him, who are separated from God. Amen. Glory to God. And there's too many teachings, like all of us is in the same basket. We all going to the same place. save and unsaved. See, that's where you get that. You go to just by any funeral, especially here in the United States, everybody's going to heaven, okay? Everybody's up there. You could, they, old Joe could have been doing witchcraft all his days. Could have been soothsaying and doing divination. Now Joe is dead, he busting the pearly gates wide open. And sad to say, you can't tell some of the family members nothing different. And if you try to, you either going to end up running or you ducking or something because they're going to want to do some pain to you.
Amen.
But that's what you face when you telling the gospel. Amen. Everybody's not going to like you. Everybody's not going to invite you to the, hey, what? Who you got coming? We got Brother Ronnie coming. No, wait a minute. Now we can't let him come. Why? Cause he too fire and brimstone. You know, I've heard that by different ones. Oh, he's a fire and brimstone preacher. And I said, what? You know, it's just like Joel Osteen. You could tell the difference between him and his daddy. See, they call his daddy fire and brimstone preacher. Okay, he's a fire and brimstone preacher. You know, Joel Osteen, I got to be straight up and honest with you. He does a lot of smiles, and if you listen to him, you wouldn't even know they're sin. Okay? You wouldn't even, and you listen to him, everybody gets the promises of God. Everybody. Okay? Everybody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He has not, I have not heard a sermon from him, unless I missed it, where he have warned the people about, hey, you're dead in trespasses and sins. You're spiritually dead. You need to accept Jesus Christ as Lord. Amen. I haven't heard from him saying, people, you got to repent of your sin. I haven't heard no sermon from him on that. But if you listen to him, everybody's going to heaven. Everybody's good. Everybody's all right. No problem. Okay? None of that. And all the promises
Amen.
Going to every single body. Everybody.
Right.
And God is God and Father of everybody. I mean, if you just listen to everybody's cup, okay? And you'd be like, my goodness, what did Jesus die for? If everybody was covered, he must have died in vain. He must have was crucified in vain. Jesus, the Bible tells us about Jesus, what great thing he did. The Bible called Jesus the firstborn from the dead. Not just the first raised now, but the firstborn. Hallelujah. How is that? Because the Bible let us know he became sin that knew no sin. He became dead for us, that we what? We may have life. Glory to God. See, hateable shatta. Glory.
Man.
See, we're giving part of the story. And you hear people talking about, oh, Jesus, he died for us. Praise the Lord. But they really haven't grasped the debt of what he really did.
Yes. Many
people ain't really grasped the debt. Yes, they quote that. They quote what they heard. But they have not been, they haven't really, many of them haven't been taught that, taught, or nor have they grasped what he really, how deep of what he did. He became sin for us. Spiritually dead. He was raised from the dead.
Yes.
Jesus didn't know no sin.
Yes.
But he became that for us. The word
yes.
of God tells us that. That's deeper than you just got hollering, oh, the little baby Jesus, praise the Lord, he died for us. Thank you, Jesus. It's more than that. Okay? You got to really see what he sacrificed. Not just what you see on the cross. But see, the word of God reveals to you stuff you didn't see. All our sins, all our sickness and disease was what? Put on him. Glory to God. We ready to hit one another in the eye. We feel like we get too much put on us. Hey, wait a minute now. You got to wipe the table now. I ain't wiped half. You got to wipe the other half. And next thing you know, you ready to sock them in the eye. Okay?
if they don't wipe their part of the table. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus did, he did a great thing, and people, like I said, brother, they really ain't grasped how deep of what he did, what he took on.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Not just to being beaten and hidden and making made fun of, that's part of it, but to become sin. Glory. Who knew no sin? But to become that for us, and then we have the audacity to catch an attitude when we hear a sermon about holiness. we got the nerve to get all upset. My God.
Amen.
He went through for us. We were spiritually dead. And we got to tell the people that Jesus, in his foundation, he will raise the dead. In the principle, okay? He will raise the dead, not just the literal, but figurative, the spiritually dead. He's going to raise them. Glory to God.
Amen.
We were risen from glory. Hallelujah. He kalabashita. We were risen from the dead. We were sinners. And when we accept Christ as Lord, we were raised from the dead. And we became his children. That's why people go around talking about we all God's children. I said, where you get that from? Where everybody's on earth is God's children. I said, no, where you get that from again? Okay? That's not scripture. If you're born again, you're a child of God. But everybody here on earth is not born again. Okay?
Amen.
There's people
Amen.
Still walking around spiritually dead. They physically alive, but they spiritually dead. Amen.
Amen.
That's why we got to get the gospel to them and talk to them about the resurrection of Jesus Christ and how he will resurrect you and raise you to life. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. Because your own righteousness is like filthy rags.
Yes.
And people are passing people over into heaven because they say, well, you know what he did. He gave $1 million for the kids. Well, thank you. But guess what? If he ain't born again, hallelujah.
Amen.
If he ain't born again and saved by the power of the Holy Ghost, that's not going to get him into heaven. Glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus said you must be born again to enter the kingdom. He didn't say you must be rich with money. He didn't say you must be a certain color. He didn't say you must be a certain age or gender. He said you got to be born again to enter the kingdom. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
So you can do all the talking about what you gave, what you do. You don't smoke. You don't go out and drink, and you don't party. But I guarantee you, if we did you the overall sin test, those spots will come up on that test. Okay? Because the Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory.
Right.
Hallelujah. That's what the Word of God tells us. So, Don't give me your resume about how good you are. Oh, yes, I don't go drinking. I don't smoke. I don't go out and party. Yeah, but you act like that's the only things there is, okay? If we quote some of them other things to you, I bet you have a long face. And the next thing you're going to want to say, well, God, no, I ain't perfect. See, when people don't have nothing else to throw at you, they go with that. Once they give you that resume of how good they are and how they don't smoke and drink and stuff like that, and you pop those other things on them and showing that they've been doing that other stuff they're seeing too, then they're going to come back at you. Well, you know, I ain't perfect. And God knows everybody ain't perfect. And that's the only thing they can come with. Ain't nothing else they can come with. Okay?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You didn't catch the bait. Since you didn't catch the bait, they had to throw something else out there. You didn't catch the worm, they put a cricket at the end of the fishing pole, try to throw it out there for you to catch it. Okay? Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
You didn't bite it? He said, well, he didn't bite the worm. Let's see, can we throw a cricket out there and get him to bite that? And if you don't bite that, then they out of luck. Okay, they up the river. So once again, we see from the Word of God that when he said resurrection of the dead, not just the physically dead. We talk about that in another part. I don't know, maybe tomorrow or something like that, but he's talking about the spiritually dead too. Okay? See, we gotta tell the whole thing, people. We gotta tell the whole thing. We can't be talking about half. That's what one of our problems is. We tell the half stuff. You know, some of these ministers, they know some of the other stuff. They won't tell it because, like I said, they're scared. Okay? They're scared. Amen. Because they're getting that money and they buying them $300 suits. Well, if I tell the full truth, then I'm going to have to wear regular suits like everybody else. They don't call $300. I got to go to the Get a Deal store. Okay? And I got to go to that. I can't go shopping at the expensive store from all the money I'm getting anymore because I didn't went and told the full truth. Hallelujah. So, once again, we thank God for the word of God. And I'm going to turn it over to my brother here and let him come with what God is giving him on this subject. Take it away, brother.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Blessing and glory, honor, and praise be to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. I hope you guys received that word that my brother just laid on you, okay?
Hello.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But you know one thing about this thing we're talking about, the resurrection and death, okay? The death and resurrection, okay? It would not be made possible unless Jesus Christ did the three things that he did, okay? Hallelujah.
Amen.
The most thing which he shed his blood, he died, and then he rose from the dead. Okay, hallelujah.
Amen.
But I want you to understand that Jesus Christ had to die for our
sins.
Thank you, Jesus. He had to lay down his life for our sins. Hallelujah. No one had power to take his life. He had to actually give his life. He had to sacrifice and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And it's the thing that he did it for, okay? We don't understand all the stuff that God does, okay, and why he did what he did and what results it's supposed to bring in our lives, okay? But I'm in the fifth chapter of John, okay, starting at the 24th verse. To the 30th verse. Thank you, Jesus.
Fifth chapter of John, verse 24 to verse 30. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And the word of God says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me have everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father have life in himself, so have he given the Son to have life in himself, and have given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me.
Okay, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. You remember we told you in Hebrews 9, chapter 27, to 28 verse, okay, that it's appointed unto man once to die.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And after that, what? The judgment.
Amen.
Why? Because Jesus Christ died, he shed his blood, he died, and he was resurrected for our transgressions to save us from our sins, okay?
Amen.
But what happens if we refuse to believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood, that he died, and we don't believe in the resurrection. We don't believe in what the Word of God says. We don't believe that Jesus Christ that He died for us. What happens to us? What's going to happen to you?
Amen.
Well, let's go
lost.
Back to this. Yeah, you're going to be lost. But you're going to be more than lost.
Yeah.
Now, there is a hell. Okay?
Amen.
There is a hell. Okay? And if you don't understand this thing about you, about what you are, okay? Now, whatever you are flesh. You are blood. Hallelujah. You are mind, you are spirit, you are soul, okay?
Amen.
But parts of you, which is your body and which is your spirit and your soul, that part of you is eternal.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. That's the part that Jesus Christ died for. He didn't die necessarily to save your body, okay? That comes along with the package. Okay, hallelujah. Later on, that comes along with the package. But he died because you were in danger of going to hell. Glory to the Lamb.
Amen.
And if you die in your sins and you don't believe that Jesus Christ is who he said he is, and you don't believe in him like the scripture says, you're going to die in your sins. And you're going to go to hell.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. And Jesus Christ says in the 24th verse, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me.
Amen.
Gene, remember I told you that Jesus Christ is the Word. Keep that in your mind. Keep that in your heart. Jesus Christ is the Word of God that came out of God's mouth, okay? Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. That Jesus Christ said, he sent me. Hallelujah. Well, you supposed to have,
yes.
He says, have everlasting life. You believe that Jesus Christ was sent of the Father, you're going to have everlasting life. But you got to believe it according to what the way the Bible says it, okay? And shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Now this, that's a lot in there, okay? That's a big chunk to chew, okay? Hallelujah.
Amen.
You should not come to condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. You remember what Jesus Christ said in the third chapter of John when he said, I did not come to condemn the world.
Yeah.
He came, the world should be saved. That's why he came. He didn't come to condemn
Amen.
You. If he wanted to condemn you, that's all he had to do is condemn you and say, you're going to hell, all of you, right now. Okay?
Amen.
He has that power to do that, okay? He has the power to destroy both your. He can actually destroy your. You are an eternal being, but God could actually destroy your soul and your spirit, and he can destroy the devil's spirit, just like that. If you want to. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But we don't understand the power of God. And we don't understand the miracle of God's blood, of his death, and of his resurrection. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What is the miracle? That's the greatest miracle that Jesus ever did. That is the greatest miracle. His death, hallelujah, his blood, his resurrection, hallelujah, his sacrifice. That was the greatest miracle, that he saved us. We were all condemned. We were all ready to go to hell. We had no way out.
Amen.
It was no. The devil had sold us in, sold us in, okay? We were sold. We were sold up, hallelujah. Hallelujah, like a... sold up in the garment. We were sold up and ready to go. And Satan was for sure that we were gonna be in the same place that he was in. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. That's the greatest miracle. The blood, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the greatest miracles in the Bible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I know you're looking at those, you know, those other things, okay? Thank you, Jesus. But the greatest miracle is that God can save you now from your sins, from your transgressions,
Amen.
From your iniquities, that he can completely wipe your sins away by his blood. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's the greatest miracle.
Thank you, Jesus.
That, Jesus could actually say, hey, this person is redeemed. This person is justified. This person is made righteous by my righteousness. I have given him my righteousness. I've given him my strength. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb.
Thank
I've
you,
given
you.
Him my salvation. This person is not only saved. This person is sanctified. This person, hallelujah, has redemption. This person, hallelujah, is righteous. We was not that before. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we don't understand the miracle of that power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's the greatest miracle. It's greater than any miracle in the Bible. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming. This is the 25th verse. And now it is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God. That's a promise. And they that
Amen.
Hear shall live. Hallelujah. 26th verse. For as the Father has life in himself, so has he given to the Son to have life in himself. That means he's God. That means he's equal with God, okay? That means he's the same as God. Okay, do you understand that?
Amen.
27th verse. You have to remember, Jesus said these. This is what Jesus said. And has
Amen.
Given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, you may not understand what that means, okay? But that means that Jesus has the power to represent us in heaven and on earth. Hallelujah. Why? Because
yeah.
he's a man. He
yeah.
came in the flesh. God came in flesh. And he became one of us. So now he can represent
Amen.
Us. Thank you. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Where was I at? 27?
Okay. 28.
Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice. You're going to hear that voice. Whether you are dead in your sins or whether you are alive in Christ, you're going to hear that voice.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And shall come forth they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Now, that goes right
Amen.
Back to Hebrews 9:27-28. It's appointed
Amen.
The man once to die. And after that,
Amen.
The judgment. Thank you, Jesus. It's appointed to you once to die. That means that you have a limited amount of time to make your decision.
Amen.
That means that you might not catch it, hallelujah, on your deathbed. You may not catch it, hallelujah, when you think you're going to catch it, hallelujah, because the
yeah.
devil knows how to cut you off at the pass.
Amen.
You know Michael Jackson? You remember Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
Michael Jackson
Amen.
was he could have been one of the greatest influences that God could use, okay, if he had turned his life over to Christ. But this man procrastinated
Amen.
And procrastinated, and he kept putting off. It was a man that was actually was sent to talk to him about being saved, and this man was going to bring him to Christ. But Michael Jackson died just before this man, the day before he was supposed to see him, Michael Jackson died.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The devil caught him because the devil could catch him in a certain place. This is how the devil catch a lot of movie stars, rock stars, all kind of people that's high up there. Okay, they think they so high. And they high on drugs and things like that. And they don't understand that this world, the way that the devil built this world, the devil tries to shield people from the faith of God and from the word of God. So the devil he's a prince in the power of the air, just like it says in the sixth chapter of Ephesians, okay? He has power.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To stop things, to hinder things, okay? That's his power. If you don't understand this, you better understand one thing, that Satan ain't playing with you, okay?
Yeah.
And that he plays for keeps. Hallelujah. And he knows things that you don't know. The little stuff that you know is nothing. But Satan gets people to be stubborn and go on in their sins, and they say, oh, I know. You don't know nothing. You have no idea. Your eyes ain't even open yet. You can't even consider what it is that's against you.
Amen.
The powers that's against you. Thank you, Jesus. And you can't stand against these powers unless God is in your life. Jesus is in your life. He's activating your life. You have the Spirit of God. And then still it's a hard road, you know. It's still a hard road. If you ain't got no covering at all, you ain't got no Jesus in your life, you ain't got no Lord in your life, how are you going to stand against the things of Satan? How do you think you're smarter than Satan? Do you think you are so smart that you can do one over on God and Satan? That's what you think? Because we think that. We think we're so smart.
Yeah.
Well, I went to and your education don't mean nothing either. It don't make no difference how smart you is. It don't make no difference how white you is. It don't make no difference how black you is. It don't make no difference what you are. Okay? It don't make no difference, hallelujah, that you can meditate for thousands of hours. I don't care about none of that. Because that don't add up to a hill of beans. It don't make a difference. Is that you a yoga or that you are one of these meditationists that can do all kind of miracles. You can do miracles in his life. Okay, all those things don't mean nothing. You know why? Because it's because it's one that saves. That's Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because he's the one that has the power. He's the authority over all authorities, okay? Over all principalities, over all powers. His authority supersedes everybody's authority. Do you understand that?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he's the one that made hell. Who made hell? The devil didn't make hell. Who made hell? God made hell. He made hell for the devil and his angels. But if you don't follow Jesus, you're following the devil. You ain't got no, that's the only two choices you got. If you ain't following Jesus, you're following the devil. And you know where you're going to end up at, don't you? So it says, and the 29th verse says, and shall come forth they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of the dead, of damnation. Okay, so that means that you are eternal. I mean that your body, your spirit is eternal, your soul is eternal, right? So whether for the good or the bad, you're gonna be resurrected. Now where are you gonna spend all eternity at? Thank you, Jesus. 30th verse says, I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge. What does Jesus mean by that? Keep going back to what Jesus said. I am the Word. I'm the Word I am the Word made flesh. I have to do what God tells me to do. God's Word has to do what God tells it to do. And my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. Thank you, Jesus. Now, you may think you're smart.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You may think you're smart, but you ain't going to plan around God's Word, okay? And you ain't going to get around God's Word, okay? Because God had these words written. America is one of the places where people have such great blessings, where they can go how many people have actually testimonies where God let them see or feel or experience a part of hell? It's, a lot of people have experienced that now, okay? And we ain't talking about just Sister Mary Kay Baxter, okay?
Amen.
But it's a lot
Amen.
Of people have experienced it, okay? If you check it out YouTube, yeah, you see all that stuff on there, okay? All those testimonies. You see all those Muslims that once believed in Allah and had turned to Christ because
Amen.
Christ presented himself to them, okay? And Christ has to present himself to the Muslims like that. Why? Because they won't believe in a man. When a man tells them scripture, most times they don't believe it. But most times Christ has to present himself to them. And once Christ presents himself to them, those people, man, they go all the way. They willing to live, die, whatever it takes for Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. I saw on one of those things, okay, a man, he was an E-man. You know what an E-man is? That's a leader of the of Islam in a certain place, okay? And he was a leader. And he and Jesus Christ came to this man and told this man he was the resurrection and he was the life and that he had shed his blood and when he first heard Jesus, he didn't know how to receive him, okay? He said, who's this talking to me? And Jesus made it known to him, okay? Because Allah had never talked to him.
Right.
Do you know Allah talks to people? Allah is a spirit, okay? It's a spirit, but it doesn't talk to people. Hallelujah.
Right.
Glory to the Lamb. And don't get personal with people, okay? It's no relationship there, okay, with Allah, okay?
Amen.
And he doesn't talk to you. He doesn't tell you anything, okay? All he does is one thing: kill, kill, kill. That's it.
Amen.
That's all that thing is about, okay? But my brother was telling you about this, about death and life, okay? And if you don't choose Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you're choosing death, okay? Now, this is just a little part of it, okay? But the scriptures,
Amen.
I mean, it's many, many scriptures, okay? So you take that. Take this fifth chapter of John, the 24th to the 30th verse, and you read it, okay? Then you take that
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 27 to 28 verse, and you read it, okay? And you meditate upon it, and you ask Jesus Christ, is it true? And
Amen.
Guess what? He's going to reveal to you it's true. You know why? Because he's a keeper of his word. And he will show you, he will tell you, he will persuade you that this is his word, okay? Hallelujah. This is not our words that we're giving to you, okay? And this is not our ways, okay? And we know a lot of people are not teaching about hell. We know a lot of people don't want to talk about hell. They don't want to talk about the consequences of hell. They don't want to talk about if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. They don't talk about that. The reason why they don't talk about that is because Satan is he's he's got the, a lot of the Christians, he got a lot of them following him and his dictates, okay? And they are listening to what he's saying. They saying, well, all that's not necessary. You got to change with the world, okay? You know, I read a book in the library, and his book was talking about the Christians, in order for Christianity to survive, they have to do what? They have to change their way of thinking. They have to change God. They got to make God make God the way they want him to be. Okay? They have to recreate God.
Wow.
That's in the that's actually in the library. And then you got these men that were, and who's leading this kind of thing, okay? Roman Catholicism is leading this, okay? Islam is leading this, okay? Hinduism is leading this. Buddhism, all the major religions is leading this, okay? Because the devil trying to bring them to one world church. That's what the devil wants to do. Now, how is it possible for all these different religions to become one world church? Through the deception of the devil, of course. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we'll talk about that later on, okay? And I'm going to give it back to my brother right now. In Jesus Christ's holy, righteous name. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. You know, brother, you bringing out, you know, good points that, you know, as we go on in the series and other series we got coming up that's connected to all this that we're going to go into, these are things that people need to know. I'm very, you know, God has put in my heart in the past, I say 8 years or so, a desire to see people talk the word. I've had the desire in me to see people talk, because I've watched baby Christians be left out there, you know, just left, you know. Sometimes, you know, some of the ministers, they do a good job of bringing them to Christ, but they leave them after that. They don't teach them the word or nothing, and they leave them out there. And so they're wandering around like in the wilderness, you know. And I've had them to say, I don't even know where to start studying. And I had to be honest with you, many times the Lord had to work on my heart, because many times it had made me upset to see that they were left out there, because the wolves is waiting on them, okay?
These
things right here, just like what you're talking about, even with the Roman Catholicism and things like that, you know, there are people out there that don't know that some of that stuff that's being done is not of God. Only thing they hear is that God, God, God behind it, God, 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 okay? You have, first of all, if I had to pick a number one church that is saying that the church was never overthrown, it's Roman Catholicism. Because they're saying that, hey, the church continued with us. It never was destroyed. Well, when we get into that part of the series, we're going to talk to the people about that. See, people, what we're doing now, like I said, we got about, I say about maybe two or three more series before we start getting really into the meat of the falling away. And it's very important that you hear this, because, like I said, one of the questions that many have is that if y'all all serving the same God, why is there so many different ones of y'all? Why is it? Well, when we go into the falling away, and you start learning that these churches coming out from the Roman Catholic Church, okay? And you had different men taking certain parts of truth and going out, you know, to start, quote, a church, okay? And, you know, people don't know the history. You know, history is very important, especially when it's dealing with the word. Knowing the history, when you know the history about anything, even though you see something in the present, if you came in the street and you saw two men punching each other lights out, well, see, you're going to want to know history, like, what started them to get into it with each other? You know, things like that. If you didn't know the history, you wouldn't fully understand what brought this about. Only thing you would do is you would be seeing that they're fighting.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know what they're fighting for. you wouldn't even know what happened. That's why history is important. You know, I really wish that I knew what I know now in when I was in high school, that I would have taken history more serious than I did, because history is very important. And it's very important to know, because it'll answer a lot of questions that you have for the present. And see, we get into the falling away, you know, my prayer is that the Lord will help us to give y'all these things we need to give y'all, to rightly divide the word and give what we need to give to y'all, because many of you, you're saying, okay, I want to hear this, because it's not being talked about. You know, some of your big-time televangelists don't even talk about the history, the how we got to this point. It's just like everybody's looking at the present. We're separated. We're divided in this and that, and that's true. But see, when you learn the history of what brought us to this point, then you can understand things better. And some of these ministers are not teaching the history because why? They in their own little world. I don't want to be joining y'all. That's the attitude they have. I call you brother or sister from a distance, from arm length and foot length, but as far as us really coming together, I don't want that. That's why when you say an angel came to you, I ain't got to accept it because you're not part of my church. I ain't got to hear you. When you say God gave you a prophetic word, if you're not a so-and-so like me, hey, I ain't got to pay attention to what you said, okay? Why? Because it comes down to, you're not a member of my church. You're not a member of my denomination.
Amen.
That's what it comes down to. Hallelujah. And we have gotten plumb ridiculous. So the history will bring us to the point that we will see how we got into this place that we got into. And that's what me and my brother sharing this with you. Right now we've been doing the original setup to let you know what Christ originally set up. Okay.
Yeah.
And how we got off of it. I'm talking about all the Christianity. I mean, in the church we in, the Church of Christ of Elijah and Messiah, where we in, we've gotten off some stuff, okay? This thing has plagued all over, okay? All over. It's just like you got trouble all over. I mean, no matter what church you in, where you belong to, you got some kind of trouble, okay?
Amen.
So, if everybody decided, even the Church of Christ Elijah a message, decided to say, hey, I ain't following Jesus no more. No more of this Jesus. The work of the Lord is going to go on. Okay?
Amen.
See, what we're doing with y'all today, we're not uplifting the church. Okay? We're uplifting the work of Jesus Christ. We're not uplifting
That's right.
the church. You got many people uplifting the church. They come and join my church, okay? Amen. We're not on this broadcast uplifting the church. We're uplifting the work of Jesus Christ, okay? Because if we start uplifting the church, we ain't doing no different than many of the others. Many of the others, they're uplifting, quote, the church they're in. You got many of them saying, we're the ones, okay? We're the ones. Church wasn't destroyed. Continue with us. What are you talking about? We're the ones, okay? But when you measure them up to the doctrine of Christ, they got so many holes in them, it ain't funny. Glory
Amen.
To God. So, I am grateful for this time and opportunity, and I'm going to let my brother here offer up a closing prayer. Go ahead, brother.
Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we know that this is such a serious time, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
In the time, Lord God, that the enemy, Lord God, has great power, Lord God.
Yes,
and
Lord.
And, Lord God, it's not because he just has great power. It's because we've given him great power. Lord God, forgive us, Lord Jesus, for allowing the devil to do all the things that he has did, oh, Lord God, and progress in the way he has progressed, oh, Lord God. We are
Lord.
Guilty, Father.
Yes.
Hallelujah, for we have stood by, Lord God, and we have not done the thing that you have told us to do in your scriptures, O Lord God. We have not loosed the cat, not set them free, Lord God. We have not broke the bonds the bands, the cords, the chains of the enemy, Lord God, but we have stood by and we have allowed the enemy to do whatever he wants to do. Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
But our Lord, our God, O Lord God, and today, Lord God, Father, we turn our eyes upon you, Lord Jesus. Lord
yes,
God,
Lord.
That you may begin, Lord God, to work in our lives, O Lord God, to bring us, Lord God, close to you, Lord Jesus, in truth, the spirit of truth, the knowledge of truth, hallelujah, with understanding, with wisdom and knowledge, O Lord God, from the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
from the
Lord.
Word and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So let it be, O Lord God. Let all those that have heard these words, Lord God, that have tuned in today, let them come back again, O Lord Jesus. Bring them back again, Lord Jesus, that they might,
yes,
hallelujah,
Lord.
Hallelujah, get further knowledge, understanding, and illumination, O Lord God. Father, that your name might be glorified, Lord God. And hallelujah, that all the work in your scriptures, Lord God, in the New Testament might come to pass again, O Lord God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory
Lord.
To the Lamb. Not pieces and parts, O Lord God, but that the whole word of God, the full word of God may be made known, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Name
and we thank
Jesus.
You, Lord Jesus, for your word. And we give you honor, praise, and glory. And we ask, Lord Jesus, that you bring them back again. Bless them.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. With light, illumination, understanding, in the name of Jesus Christ. Give them a hunger and a thirst after righteousness. In the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For
thanks,
all these
Lord.
Things, we give you honor, praise, and glory, and thanks, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for doing the things that we just asked. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank God for another blessed broadcast. Tomorrow night we will have part four, the resurrection of the dead. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. Once again, we thank God for all you've been listening. As for Brother Robert Gross, his brother Nathaniel Hunt, we love you all. God bless you and God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother.